The only thing that really bothers me, I guess, about the test site right now, since 92, since they went to the moratorium on all nuclear testing, is that facility, with everything that it has, all of the power grid, power lines, power grid around the site and connected to both California and Southern Nevada, that they have not, again, this is political, used that site for either a nuclear reactor or wind or solar power generation. There are places out there that are windy all the time. I know, I took wind measurements. There are places that have sun all the time.
Right.
I mean, I'm saying all the time, 95% of the time.
It's a pretty versatile piece of land that's very well.
And it's also, just like when you go by Highway 95 and see Mercury over to the right, you don't see the other side of it that's the test site that goes on for 60 more miles and 40 miles wide.
Right.
Nobody sees it. It's just like, I guess I have the same thought about the repository. And this is not a shared thought by many people, but I know it's a very political situation on the repository. But actually, if they'd never said anything about it and the media had never been involved, nobody would have known the difference. Because if it wasn't in the paper, you could have talked to anybody on the street and say, hey, you know Yucca Mountain? Yucca who? What is Yucca Mountain? It's a big rolling piece of dirt out there. But I mean, I think that there's nothing wrong if the necessary safeguards have taken place. Of using that to store nuclear waste. I also think that nuclear waste at some point in time in the future can be developed to be useful for something. I don't think it should be considered completely waste.